Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. This is Community Speaks, being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Joining me in studio this morning, Cynthia Twing and Bonnie Ellenwood, and we're going to be talking about the Buffalo Women's Health Forum. Ladies, thank you for taking the time today. Absolutely. So today we're going to talk about the Buffalo Women's Health Forum. It's titled Just Breathe. What can you tell me about this health forum?
Well, we're actually bringing someone in from Casper, and Bonnie will share a little bit about our speaker on next Thursday. But I think her talk will be mainly focused on COPD, and she pointed out that research now is this has always kind of been considered a man's disease, but that's not true. And so she will be talking about the female side of that, and go into the disease itself, what can be done about it, and then I'm sure she will open herself up for questioning from the audience.
Okay. And Bonnie, then what can you tell us about that speaker?
Well, Jane Castle is a certified physician assistant at Casper Pulmonary, specializing in diagnosis, prevention, and treatment of lung diseases and condition. She's been with them for she's had more than 35 years of experience in hospital, primary, and cardiovascular care. She grew up in Wheatland and earned a bachelor's degree in nutrition and a physician assistant degree from Wichita State University. When looking for a profession, she wanted to combine her interest in medicine with a desire to raise a family. She chose physician assistant because she felt it offered a good balance while allowing her to care for mostly rural patients. She has cared for patients at the Wyoming Cardiopulmonary Services, Community Health Center of Wyoming, Wyoming Cardiac Surgery, and University of Wyoming Family Practice Residency, all in Casper. While more than half of her career has been in cardiology and cardiac surgery, it complements her pulmonary practice as well. Casper Pulmonary provides quality care to a segment of the population with breathing-related problems that often involve many other organ systems. The clinic is well-organized, and the staff is very caring and experienced in situations that are often very complicated. She and her husband have three married children.
All right, excellent. She's going to be there. This is going on Thursday, February 15th, so that's next week over the noon hour, from noon until 1 o'clock. And who is this event geared towards? Is it all women, women of certain age? Who are we looking for?
Well, we would like to think that we're meeting the needs of all women. And so we welcome women of any age who would want to attend. And I want to point out that this programming is made possible through cooperation with our own hospital. And so it really is a community effort to bring women's needs for medical issues to our community. So then we'll talk a little bit about the history of the organization, Bonnie.
Sure.
Brady, the Women's Community Health Forum programming has been going on for over 20 years. My memory is failing me, and I can't remember the exact year, but it was sometime in the 90s that it was organized. And it's all volunteer women that serve on the board that have an interest in healthcare and good health, and also an interest in community service, basically, because we meet monthly, planning educational programs and health issues, on health issues. We use our, like Cynthia said, we use our local doctors as well as some of the surrounding doctors from Casper, Sheridan, Billings, that kind of thing. And let's see. We also use the evaluations from each one of our programs to determine what programs we will offer the next year. We We try to meet those needs when people give us a suggestion, and then of course we try to keep track of what the current trends and issues are in healthcare too,
okay,
to provide new information.
Perfect. And with the Just Breathe event that's coming up next week, again, that's Thursday, February 15th, over the noon hour, noon until 1 o'clock at the Johnson County Library in their large meeting room. Is there a cost for the event, and what does that include?
Yes, there is a cost. It's $7, and you get a catered meal. We change caterers around every month, so you're, I think this month it's the Dashian. So you'll get a nice chicken dinner for your meal.
Love Dashian.
Yeah,
chicken.
Yeah, there you go. And we need reservations, though, by next Tuesday at noon. And that number is 307-684-6320. And that you'll either be talking to Julia Bettinger or Karen Sullivan, who take the reservations for us.
Okay. So, again, people can't just show up with their $7. Then they have to have the reservations in by Tuesday, you said?
Yes, by Tuesday.
If they show up, they're still welcome, but we can't guarantee a lunch if they haven't called a reservation in.
So you won't turn them away, but they may not get to eat.
That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. So once again, the Buffalo Women's Health Forum titled Just Breathe coming up next Thursday over the noon hour at the Johnson County Library. Ladies, is there anything else you'd like to chime in with before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I do want to mention there have been many women who have served on this volunteer board over the years. But currently our board members are Nancy Strait, Donna Strickland, Bonnie, who is probably, I won't, you're you have longevity. I'll just put it that way. Rosemary Carr, Shona Shirey, Barbara Fossmeyer, and myself. And we also have two representatives from the hospital, and that's Julia Bettinger and Karen Sullivan.
You know, it's great how around this community people pull together, and you have really no shortage of volunteers around here when you have things like this.
Well, the other thing, Brady, that I think speaks to the quality of speakers and programs that we've had is that after going on for 20 plus years, we still have an attendance of 40 to 50 women who attend on a monthly from January. Our programs run from January through May.
Okay, that sounds like a great turnout, actually. Excellent, excellent. Once again, Cynthia Twing and Bonnie Ellenwood, Buffalo Women's Health Forum titled Just Breathe, next Thursday from noon until 1 at the Johnson County Library Large Meeting Room. Cost is $7. That includes lunch, and you must have your reservations in by next Tuesday. So give a call to 684-6320, ask for Julia Bettinger, and you can get on the list. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Brady.
This is Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. It is Community Speaks, brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street.